Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Good morning, Radio Boomers Live listeners around the world. Good morning,
Eric. Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Ready to rock and roll.
Time to wake up the Easy Way. Another awesome morning podcast.
Welcome. A lot of stuff going on.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, everybody. iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, TuneIn, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts. You guys can Google Easy Way Radio, and you'll see all of everywhere that our show goes. So we have a fantastic show today, Dad. We got Karina Cantus on, founder, author, assist, and we have Elijah Green on Karma's Corner. A lot of updates with Easy Way.
How did you keep up with yourself, Eric? I don't know how you do it. I'll tell you. This new technology and so on, it's changing so fast. But it's kind of interesting, too, you know, when you see these new discoveries. But it's definitely changing times. You got to keep up. You know, if you don't keep up, you wind up like some of these companies that don't keep up. And you know what happens. Empty buildings. So I guess, Eric, with that, we should roll into the hot topics and see what's going on here.
Go right into hot topics. We're not going to go into any more intro. And no, I guess it's hot topics then.
Well, we can. You can do some more stuff.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topics.
So we're out and on a run. I'll tell you, I'm looking at stats for 2023. And, you know, people talk about recession. A lot of the economists, you know, we've been there and back. You know, recession happens and gets things back on track. You go back in. But overall, for keeping busy, 2023, only 3.5% unemployment, which is good. And as for those that want financial independence, well, the entrepreneurs increased by 29%. And guess who's in the lead? Women. Oh, yeah. Women like being on their own, starting their own business. Typically, you know, on average, it's hard to say because it does take a while, but they're saying about 6 months to a year to get your company off the ground. And it depends how much time you put in and so on. But anyway, California rains. We kind of took a break. Everybody's digging out and cleaning up. And we were talking about 40 million people now are under winter weather alerts from Texas to West Virginia. So we can go up in the mountains and get the snow, but boy, I'll tell you, they're dealing with some heavy snow there. And when I was on the fire department back in the suburb of Chicago, there was times where you couldn't even open up the door. If you had a call, couldn't go anywhere. There were drifts 20, 30 feet high. And sometimes you could walk up in an intersection and sit next to the stoplight that was hanging in the middle of the intersection. Everything stopped. The town was so quiet.
Hey, Dad, so really quick, not to interrupt you, but I wanted to give a couple of quick shout-outs to some people that are listening that are chatting with us right now. Alice Bling is on our Alice. Linnell is listening, and Batista with Dr.
Linnell.
USA. And a couple other. Go ahead.
He's motivating me. Dr. Fitness and I are going to get together, and I want to see if he...
get with Dr. Fitness, Dad. You're too skinny.
Well, what I was noticing, Eric, is Eric and I were at a ranch walking around, and boy, going down the hill is all right, but going back up, I was out of breath. Anyway, the matchup, February 15th, Super Bowl 57, is between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles, so see what happens that one. Ukraine finally gets his tanks, the long-awaited tanks. So the Western Allies have given about 320. You know, and some of the Abrams are in there. That's the big one. And how much alcohol does the U.S. consume? Well, in 2020, 7.9 billion gallons, mostly beer. Today's 30-year fixed rate 6.957, but don't worry about it. I mean, you could shop around and get lower than that, and they'll be coming down. And then if you get something, you don't want to wait, you can buy down your rate, so no big deal. Top latest tech trend, AI, robotic animation, edge computing, and viral, you know, the virtual reality and blockchain. And millennials and the seniors are getting in better shape. We're just talking about it, which I have to do. It's stamina. That's the important thing. You have to be able. When was the last time you had a little sweat? You know, it's very few people do it. Got to get out and exercise. And I guess people are starting to do it. Thanks to the online tips. There you go, Eric.
It's so important. Exercise is so important.
Oh, I was puffing. I couldn't keep up with Eric going up the hill.
He's not kidding. All right, so is that it for the news? We got to get to our guest here.
We want to
let everybody know that if you want to be a guest on the show, you can call in to 424-209-9290, or you can email easywaynetwork@gmail.com. And as always, if you want to follow our stuff and you're local, you just text the letter E, letter Z, W, A, Y, all together, to the number 55678. Do you have something that you wanted to add, Dad?
Well, Eric, I was just going to say that anybody send in the correct answer to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you got to remind them of what you're talking about, because we probably got some new listeners.
Okay, so I ask you a question, and anybody who gets the right answer gets one of the wheel treats. And there's some good ones down there. You know, I don't have the wheel with me right now, but H1 is worth its weight in gold, I'll tell you. Okay, the question was, who is the president on a $10 bill?
Who, like six times?
Ooh,
who was?
Well, you know, the thing is, who was? It's not who was. They're still on there. So I don't know, Eric.
You win a prize if you get this answer right. So you can call in to 914-338-1303 towards the end of the show to see who has the right answer. And what is the question, Dan?
Who is the president on a $10 bill? And we got a couple of responses so far. We won't say what they were, but,
if you guys want to message in our Easyway family group, if you're in that group on Facebook or you're in our LinkedIn groups, you can message us. So who is the president on the $10 bill is the question. And we got to get to our guest. We got an exciting guest. She's the founder of Author Assist. So this really is going to be big time for authors. She's an author herself, best-selling author, but she's the founder. And if she's not a best-selling author, we'll make her a best-selling author. So I'm just going to say that. And you know, she has this Author Assist company she's going to tell us about. And she's the podcast host and producer Behind the Pen, coming soon to Easyway TV, which is on Roku and all the other stuff that we do. And the Easyway magazine's coming out, guys, real soon here. Easyway magazine, the new and improved version of Easyway magazine. And last but not least, I actually want to throw something else out there, an idea I just came up with. How would you guys like to earn a free commercial? We're going to do a free commercial. So if you guys are participating, if you're sharing, if you're caring, we're going to pick just one person to give a free commercial for. It's going to be a shout-out commercial. So I'll give you, for instance, someone that's engaging right now is Batista with Dr. Fitness USA. She's one of our platinum members with Stephen Hersey. And they have Stanima training and drfitnessusa.com, and basically it's they say strength training equals the fountain of youth, and they have a podcast on our platform on Easyway TV called Dr. Fitness USA the show. So that's a little mini commercial I just gave her. So again, drfitnessusa.com, and that's just because she was engaging. That's just because she was engaging and she was sharing and she was supporting. So we're going to do that more and more with these podcasts and these shows, and more to come here on Easyway Radio with Jim Zuli and Eric Zuli. We'll be back right after this commercial break with Karina Campus.
Looking
Karina.
To grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business a competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at EZWay Promotions.
Guys, we can boost your everything with EZWay Promotions, branding, development. But if you want to get more followers and increase your reach and expand your brand, get to bigger and better people, more leads, EZWayPromotions.com. Okay, so coming up next, Dad, we got Karina Cantus. She's an
Karina.
Author, a founder of Author Assist, and she's an author and a coach and a mentor and a podcaster and a multimedia designer and a digital marketing specialist and a VA from time to time and a radio host and a producer and an explosive writer. And we're going to learn a little bit more about Karina as we bring her to the show here on Easy Ray Radio. Here we go. Karina's going to give us some dough, and that's for show. And I'm saying, Karina, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Eric. Hello, James. Hello, Eric. Hello, everyone.
Karina, Karina. So I remember that song. I don't know.
We got a couple of guesses. I'm just going to throw a couple of guesses here. So Linnell says Alexander Hamilton is on the $10 bill. And Batista says Benjamin Franklin is on the $10 bill. So a couple of people are contestants. Here we go. But we will announce the answer, guys, at the end of the show.
We won't announce the correct answer. And, okay. Karina, how about you? Who's the president of the $10 bill, Karina? I know you must know.
Yeah, it's Alexander Hamilton. That's the one that I guessed.
We're not going to say if you're correct or not, but we'll put you on the list.
We'll put you on the list. Okay. We'll announce again at the end of the show, guys. We'll announce the answer. So, Karina, tell us about yourself. Let's get you to meet our EZWay family and get our EZWay family to learn a little bit more about you and your story.
Well, hello, everyone. I am Karina Gantus. I'm from the UK. I live on the beautiful island of Corfu in Greece, and I am the CEO of Author Assist. Author Assist helped authors with publishing, with their media, with marketing. I coach, I mentor. I've been in this business for over 27 years. So you're in good hands when you're with Author Assist.
Well, keep going. Tell us, I mean, so that's Author Assist, but who is Karina? You know, like, what do you do on your day-to-day? Like, let's get to know you a little bit.
I write, I read, I write, I sing.
Oh, you're...
I wear lots of hats.
You sing? You got to sing something for us.
Yeah.
Come up with it. Do you actually write and do you, like, do it off the top of your head? Or are you, like, a structured, like, I got to get this perfect writer? Do you do, like, improv?
I don't do improv, and I don't write my own songs, but I sing.
Okay, so
I'm going to direct you.
I'm going to give you something to sing. Okay, I want you to sing this right now. I want all the audience to be the judge of your singing talent here. Okay, so you're going to say, "I love EZWay. Everybody loves what Eric has to say. I love EZWay."
All right, or you can sing the Eric Humble song.
EZWay. Everybody's got to hear what Eric says. I love EZWay.
Yeah.
So come on down, join EZWay.
There you go. Love it. I love it. Did you mute me, Eric, or am I?
We hear you. I'm just ignoring you.
Okay. So more than half of Americans think they've got a good idea for a novel, but most of them never have attempted it. A recent survey, 2,000 respondents revealed that just 15% have actually started writing a book. So why did you, what made you follow through with your idea of writing and being an author?
You know what it is, James? Everybody has a story inside them, but you need the time and you need the money to do this story. Publishing a book isn't free. Pressing that publishing button is free, but actually writing and getting the book edited and a cover for it and getting it formatted, it costs money. And, you know, you take that time, you write that book, you want to give your book the best success it can. And to do that, you need to have a proper editor and to get a beautiful cover done and to get it beautiful, looking beautiful inside by hiring a formatter. And then you publish the book and then you have the marketing. And depending on whether you and submit it to the big publishers out there or you do it yourself, which is the way everyone is going right now, because you're in charge, do it yourself, become an independent self-published author, and you make sure that
let's talk pros and cons here. Okay, pros of being a self-published editor, cons of being a self-published editor or author.
Author, yeah. Okay, so the pros are it's all on you. Well, actually, that's probably a con. It's all on you. You do the marketing with the expense as well. You have to have the time to do it. You have to have the time to learn how to do it. But no one can tell you what to do with your book because it's your book. And when you self-publish, it's you who picks the cover. It's you decides where you're going to publish it. It's you who decides how much you're going to charge for the book. When you are with a publisher, all of that is out of your hands. It's good in a way,
I don't know if I can agree with you. Go ahead. I'm going to rebuttal here. Go ahead.
All right. No, go for it. Let's debate.
No, finish. So we were
More than half of Americans think their life is worthy of a book deal. So do you think, Atria, maybe this is somewhat people are thinking leaving a legacy? Because if you write a book, you're leaving something, you know, right? A little bit of a legacy.
Okay. If we go in nonfiction, it shows authority, someone publishes the book, it shows that they're an expert in what they're talking about. So when they do talks and when they do events and they have that book to give away or they have that book to show that they have authority in what that subject is, whether it's health and wellness, whether it's spirituality, whether it's publishing, it shows they have authority in that field. So that's really good if they get that book done. When it comes to fiction, you know, you've had that story inside of you for so long. You've had that magical land or that that nasty villain in that thriller that you want to write. And the voices have been talking to you for so long. It's finally time to get that book written.
Okay,
and
so
once
I got
it's written, that's the easy part.
It's the challenge Karina time. All right, so you said that you don't really have control if you do mainstream publishing. I think that really has to do with the publisher itself, because the publishers we work with, we actually will sit down. I mean, depending on which program that the client pays for, but we'll actually literally sit down with the client, get on Zoom with them, help them create their chapters, their story, their book, whatever, and walk them through if they do the done.
Which is what I do, exactly.
Yeah.
That's
if a publisher doesn't do that, they shouldn't be a publisher, because – like, you have to make sure the client is happy as the book is going. One of the things I don't like with books is when you don't know what's going on with your book. I hate when publishers make you wait, like, for a long period of time and they try to take all the control and all that stuff. You should get progress reports every week on what's happening with your book.
Exactly. This is why it's good to go with a small press or an independent press. You're still an indie publisher, but you've got one-on-one with the client. You're so close to the author that you work together on the book, you work together on the cover, you work together with the marketing, you do that plan to get that book launched and make sure it has the best success.
You work together. I think that's the key word, is you work together. When you're doing a book, you got to work together so it becomes a mastermind book. It's not just the publisher. Yeah, it's working together. By the way, shout out to Deborah Hollick.
That's what Author Assist is all about. It's assisting authors. It's being there for them. It's helping them. It's mapping that way. It's giving them a map
Is that a service you offer? You actually hold the hand and you work together with them and you do
the
book?
We walk through the publishing process with them. Yeah, that's what authorship is about.
So guys, if you go to Easy Way Wall of Fame, or Easy Way Wall for short, easywaywall.com, and you search K-A-R-I-N-A, you'll find Karina's profile and everything that she does. And if you're interested in a book, you definitely want to contact Karina. Now, Karina, we don't have a whole lot of time, about 7 more minutes left. I really want to get into your book, your dark.
Oh, thank
dark,
you.
Dark story book.
Yeah, dark. Let's go dark. Okay,
let's go
dark. Broken Chains is my dark mafia romance. Think of Al Pacino and The Godfather and Reservoir Dogs versus 365. It is explicit and it is graphic. And it is my bestseller. The housewives absolutely love it. It's translated into 4 languages already, and it's won 4 book awards. I'll read the blurb quickly. If only she'd stuck singing in bars. If only the idea of wanting to become an author had never entered her head. If only she'd never met Alex. That one meeting caused an avalanche of fate to clash with a dangerous destiny that forced Liz Finley to become the most wanted woman in the world. Stalked by 3 deadly mafia bosses, Liz has to learn to survive. Passed from one brutal hand to another, tortured and abused, it's her blood, her name, which lands her in trouble each time. Now it's up to Liz to find the strength, accept and become who she's meant to be, and finally break the chains that bind her. Now this book has the Italian, the Russian, and the Greek mafia and MI5 involved. It's heavy stuff, and when the reader thinks they know what's going on, they have no idea.
So please tell me you have an audiobook and you're actually reading that with that amazing accent.
Oh, I wish. No, the narration is actually starting next month with a male narrator. So, but I do love reading my book.
So what do you think about this, Karina? And I'm just tossing this out there, but like we totally need to set up like a book party. We need to set up like a book party where you read a chapter once a month, and people come on Zoom, and we all kind of hang out with Karina and her book party, and you read a chapter every month or something.
To me.
So guys, post your comments. You know, call in, get involved with us if you would support Karina, if you'd want to be a part of that, if you enjoy the book. Like you guys just got a little teaser, a little taste of this book, and so I want to help you grow a fan base here. And the other thing too, Karina, is we got about another four minutes here, but you have Behind the Pen, which is a podcast that you do for authors, I believe. Yes.
Well, it's for everyone creative. It's for anyone who works with a pen, musicians, singers, songwriters, artists, illustrators, designers, editors, actors, directors, authors, writers, anyone who holds a pen, who has that creative blood inside them, is a guest on Behind the Pen. It's been going for 5 years now. We have had everyone, and it is such a fun show.
So basically anybody that uses a pen or a pencil in any way for their job, for their career, right?
Exactly. That's what Behind the Pen's all about. There is no script.
If you guys want to be a guest on Behind the Pen, if you use a pen or a pencil with your career, email us at easywaynetwork@gmail.com, letter E, letter Z, and we'll get you set up with Karina.
It's coming to the Easy Way TV. Next month, it's going to be released next month, and it is going to be fantastic.
Guys, we're going to take our 500-something episodes, get it up on Easy Way TV, and get all of our
bonus questions for you, Katrina. I got a quick question. Do you like to sit down and write at the desk, or do you sit there and write on your laptop or computer when you write a story?
I am a pantser. I write straight from my head. I do no plotting at all. It goes on pen and paper, the old-fashioned way, and then it gets written up onto the laptop.
All right.
The old-fashioned. Me and my dad, we always fight. You got the baby boomers and the next generations, or the millennials. And I'm like the exact opposite. Me, I don't want to touch a pen. I'm going to go technical and digital, and I'm going to talk into my phone. I'm going to write a dang book.
I remember, you know, the old movies when they sat there with a...
It's about time.
I have a bestseller with 80,000 copies sold at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Target. Yeah,
exactly. Tell people about it, Eric.
Yeah, this isn't my time, but if you guys want to go to ericzulli.com/book or just go Google Eric Zulli book, you know, it's everywhere.
There
you get my
go.
Book, The Influence Effect. The
wizard is talking. Check out his book, everybody. He knows what he's talking about.
You call me the wizard.
Thank you.
Why did you give me this nickname, the wizard? Why am I the wizard?
Because you make magic, but you're not a musician, a magician. You're more powerful. You have more power. You are a wizard. Eric.
Oh, well, actually, when I was like 4 or 5 years old, I actually had Eric's, or I think it was called Easy's Magic Show. So I was a magician.
Easy's Magic Show. Yeah. I remember. And you
there
know
you
what?
Go.
We used to sit around Eric and I used to watch the what was it called, Eric? That Dungeons the Dragons. You remember?
Play
the Dragons, yeah. So Karina, in finishing this interview, you've been a wonderful, wonderful guest. I hope you enjoyed your time on Easy Way Radio, Radio Boomers Live today.
I have, and I will be back.
Thank
well,
you
will definitely be back. We got to keep this flowing on a regular basis and read them chapters or pieces, teasers. So tell us a little bit about how your Easy Way experience has been as a customer. I mean, you're platinum member now, and you have a profile, and you know, have you gotten any benefits in the last like 2 weeks of being a new customer?
I've started making connections with some great guys, great gals on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. I've been part of the pitch party, which was so much fun, and I'm looking forward to the next one. Everyone needs to join that and be part of that. It's so great. I've of course got Behind the Pen on Easy Way TV. I did my first event with the Gratitude and Kindness event. It's been wonderful. I've been here nearly a month now. You have been amazing. I've met James. I've met Lisa, Tony, some wonderful, wonderful people in this Easy Way family network.
No, thank you so much, Karina, for saying that. Shout out to all the Easy Way family that's actually giving you kudos right now in our Easy Way family group. They're listening, and we got to get to the next segment, go to commercial break and get to the next segment. But you've been an awesome guest. Any final words or any links or anything you want to give our audience before we let you go?
Yeah, if you want to chat with me about writing the book, about me helping you with that process, or if you've got a book out there that has stopped selling, that it's dead, I can revive that. Author Assist can do that for you. So you just need to go to it's authorassistbykk.com, and that's my website. And if you're into these really dark, dark romances, then go to payhip.com/dirtystreetspress, and that's capital D, capital S, capital P. And of course, find me on the Wall of Fame on the Easy Way family network, and contact me and connect with me on there.
Okay, and we're gonna have to learn you a little bit here. I gotta get you to where you just say, just text Karina to 55678, and the texting system will do all
there
that. You just a lot of stuff there, a whole bunch of stuff. But basically, guys, the best way to get in touch with Karina is to go to the Wall of Fame. And you guys all know about the Wall of Fame. If you don't, just go to easywaywall.com. Create your account. And we also have a big book that's coming out that puts you with celebrities and puts you out there. And so if you want to learn more, text EasyWay to 55678. See how simple that was? All right, Karina, thanks so much for being a guest.
Thank you so much, Eric. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Check out my
amazing
book. And if you need help with publishing, you know where to find me.
All right, guys.
We're
going to go to commercial break, and then when we come back, we have Carmelita's Corner. Don't go anywhere, because at the end of the show, we are going to be releasing the answer. Who was the president on the $10 bill? We'll be right back.
Hey guys, all right, so make sure you join us twice a month every other Thursday for our Easy Way Family Pitch Party, where you'll get to pitch your purpose to gain more followers to your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile. Don't have an Easy Way profile? Make sure you visit easywaywalloffame.com and create your profile. The way this works is you post on your profile whatever it is that you're promoting. So when you pitch it on our main stage with 50 to 150 members every other Thursday, you will get more promotion to your profile, and then that traffic will go to your website or social media. You also get to share the stage with our celebrity speaking guests, like Kevin Sorbo, Ken Davidian, Bill Walsh, Omar Perryu, Judge Joe Brown, just to name a few. And let's not forget our members' favorite moment of the evening, our Wheel of Opportunity, where you'll get to spin to win up to $10,000 in marketing and brand development prizes. Interested? Visit letter E, letter Z, EZWayFamily.com. Register for free and check out what all the excitement and buzz is about. We'll see you there. You know what? Let's just make this a little easier on you. If you're local, text Easy Way, no spaces, to the number 55678. Our system will take it from there.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there, everybody. Hope you can hear me. And I hope you're having a good time wherever you are. I've got a great guest coming your way today. He's a dear friend, an old friend from some time ago. I met him through one of our musicians in the world. And he has gone on to become a very well-known actor. And he's also been a television talk host, which he still does when he wants to. But he's got a lot of great things happening, and his name is Elijah Green. He is the son of Vernon Green of the Medallions, of the famous Medallions. So let me have him tell you all about it. Elijah, are you there?
Yes, I am, and it's a great privilege and honor to be on Carmelita's Corner show.
All right. Yeah, well, you always have great things to say, too.
Thank you so very much, and you as well.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the latest project. And by the way, tell them about the movie that you made with Hawthorne James, The Flint Tale.
The Flint Tale movie is about the water crisis, and I have some scenes with Hawthorne James and another star that I sit across the table when I play a client in a lawyer's office. And I'm talking to one of the other stars, and I said, me and my mother gave you all our money. I want to know what's going on. And I'm going back. He said, I told you I'm an independent lawyer that do your case pro bono. And these are great scenes. It was an honor to be a part of this movie because being in this movie, it lets people know what's going on in Michigan about the water. It's killing people. People's getting sick. It's got lead in it. And they can't drink it. Not only they can't drink it, they can't even bathe with it. They got to warm the water up and bathe with bottled water. So it's a true story. It really is. And it's good the message is out there about the water. And I'm glad I was a part of that to let people know what's going on, being in the movie, you know, and supporting the movie. But Flint Hill is not only about the water, but it's about people's private lives in the movie. And my private life in the movie was about my dad's royalties, getting my dad's royalties, and because he got ripped off. It really is true because he really did get ripped off. So it shows some, it did show some true scenes, and also using my real name, which it was a great honor, you know, to be able to do that. And I am an upcoming actor. I'm known. It was at the Chinese Theater in Hollywood a while back, and we had some great people to show up there. You know, one of my good friends showed up was Marlon Gibbs.
Yes, actually, I had invited her for that. So I guess we both invited her.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. And her friend, Miriam Jacobs, is the one who brought her there.
Yes, it was so much of a blessing to see them there, to come out and support Plentel, support the people.
Yeah, well, you know, that issue is so critical, and whether we realize it or not, the infrastructure in our country needs to be addressed. I mean, you know, there are communities right now that are being affected by the age of the pipes that carry the water. And, you know, it's not just Flint, Michigan that has a problem, so I think we all need to look at our infrastructure. It's very critical.
It really is. It really is. And you know, but you know what? God is really, he really reached his hand out to Michigan to get things done right and let everybody know what's going on to get things better there.
Yes. Well, I'm glad that, you know, they are shining the light. You know, this film is shining the light on that situation. And, you know, we have so many things that we need to address, but that is one of the critical ones because we cannot live without water. We're almost 80% water ourselves, and we really depend on water. You can go without food for a while, but you cannot go without water.
No, you can't. You can only go 7 to 8 days without water. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, tell us about the latest. You were telling me you've got another project on the horizon.
Yes. It's Eric Zulli's book, and it's a great honor and privilege to be involved to be in that book, and it talks about actually, it talks about me and Harthon James, the movie Flintel, and other stars that we work with that's involved in the movie. And it's really great. And the book is going to be released pretty soon.
Yes. So, but you were also mentioning that you have a project that you wanted to have as a surprise. I think it's a movie project that you're working on or working towards.
Well, the movie, it's two other movies that will be out pretty soon, but they haven't been released. But that is a surprise. And when I come back on the show, I'll tell you and people all about it.
Oh, okay. Well, we got to keep it a surprise, don't we?
Yes, we do. Definitely. And but it's great. And but the book is the latest thing that's going to be released, other than Flintel and the video, A Day of Trouble. Now, I can tell you more about the video, A Day of Trouble. It means stop the violence and have peace. You know, it tells people don't get involved with gangs and drugs. The video, I was in this video in 2019. A Day of Trouble, and it sends a great positive message out there to get involved, not to get involved with gangs and drugs. And it just tells you don't want it. That's the name of the one of the words that's used in the videos. You don't want it. You don't want the trouble. So that's why it's called Day of Trouble. But it was a privilege to be involved with that as well. I play one of the OGs just getting out of prison and sitting down playing dominoes and stuff with some ladies at the table. And it's an action-packed video, and it's nice. I'm wearing a red suit with a burgundy hat on. You know, it was really nice. It was fun, you know. But it's sending a positive message out there, you know, for people not to get involved with this.
Tell us the name of it again.
A Day of Trouble. It's based from the movie called The Day of Trouble. The video is a sequel to The Day of Trouble. It's a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Casey was involved in that Day of Trouble, the movie Day of Trouble. He's also in the video as well. They did a great job. I mean, the movie's fantastic, and Shakola did a good job as well. And she's an actress and movie director, and all of them did a fabulous job. You know, I enjoy doing, being in movies and being involved, you know, and the last thing I did before the movie Flintail and the video and all, I was on a reality talk show with Bonnie Porter from the Porter Sisters, known her for 8 years, and she died a year and a half ago. You know, that really hurt me, you know, but I worked with her a couple of times on a couple of shows, radio show and all, and it was really nice, you know, with the Linda Leak Variety Talk shows. It was really nice, you know, the things that we were doing, you know, around Bonnie.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about how it's going with the book that you're going to be participating in that Eric is putting out. Are you doing all the writing yourself?
I did some writing in there, and also Eric is putting some of the parts that we did at events and all the stars that she's with and all. And I'm basically talking about how I got started and talking about the movie Flintail and having some good scenes in the movie and talking about, you know, my dad's history and stuff and my mom and, you know, and all. And it'll be a picture of me in a book with Hearts on James, you know. It's really nice, you know, and I'm honored to be a part of that book. And it's really nice. It really is. And it's a great book, and it's really getting popular. It's everywhere, and it's going to be stores and online and different places. One of them is going to be Walmart, you know, and Target and all. It's going to be nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to be sharing that experience because I have a chapter that's going in there too.
Wonderful, wonderful. And the book is called Best of the Best.
Yes. Best of the Best.
Yes, definitely. And I'm very excited about it.
Well, listen, you've got good news to be excited about, but we're going to have to say goodbye to our listening audience now. And I want to thank you for coming on and being a great guest.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're very so welcome, and I always enjoy being on your show. It's a great privilege. Thank you so very much to you and the audience for listening.
Okay, now you have a good one now.
You too, Ms. Carmelita. God bless you.
You too.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Willis, owner and executive producer of BETV. Right now we're looking for positive content and are opening the door to all the quality, elite YouTube channels out there to submit to us their content. Call 877-399-2929 if you'd like to be on BETV.
Why are you here?
I need a big favor, Don Giovanni.
My God, Donald, what have you done?
Hey!
Wait.
What would you like to recommend for Chinese food?
You're Latinas from East LA?
What's so funny? Are those boxer shorts? Tell them the 9-year-olds in China that made it to find work.
Did you piss off the Chinese? I told you, don't piss off the Chinese.
All right, guys, and we're back. That is a small audio clip of the movie that's going to be coming out. We're going to have a movie party, Easeway Family Movie Party, on February 19th, on President's Day. One of our clients has a movie called American Comedy, AmericanComedyFilm.com for more information. February 19th, 5 o'clock, we're going to be all getting together. It's $5 to attend. It's a pay-per-view situation for the first-time release of the In Talks with Amazon Prime and Tubi and so many other distribution outlets for this movie, American Comedy, on February 19th. That's what you just heard, as well as great segment, Carmelita, as usual. Shout out to Elijah Green, one of our platinum members. And the book he was talking about, guys, the book is a book called Easy Ways Best of the Best. It's a regular collaborative book that we do where we collaborate you with the celebrities and where all of our members and our network and our affiliates get a chance to hear your story and learn a little bit more about you. If you want to get your story to our network that much more, if you want to get that much more promotion and awareness, Elijah didn't even know how much promotion that they're getting. We do digital events, physical events. We got an event calendar, a members event calendar. And then we have a whole digital tour that we do when we do release this book where you get to be on stage promoting your chapter all over the place. And then we have Pure Essence TV and we have VTV and we have Worldwide TV. Shout out to WWTVN.com. We're doing a lot with that channel as well. iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, just a bunch of stuff that goes on and on. And it's going to be really simple. Everything's going to be right there on EasyWayI.com, short for interactive, EasyWayI.com. If you don't have an account there yet, that's where all the fun's going to happen, guys. That's where all the magic's going to happen. The Wall of Fame is our previous platform, and we still are currently using it. We're over 5,000 members now and over 700,000. You heard it correctly, 700,000, you believe, over 700,000.
Can you believe that? That's a lot.
Per month.
A lot of people.
700,000 visitors per month, and we're creeping up to $9 million. No, I'm kidding. 9 million views total on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. And we're transferring everything that we've done with the Easy Way Wall of Fame, everything, we're transferring all of that over to Easy Way I. And then some, and adding more. And here's one thing I wanted to really make sure that I covered for everybody, because you may not know this, and most of our members, most of our network, most of our people, everybody's on the Wall of Fame. That's our main site right now. But did you know that that site also takes you to Easyway TV, Easyway Awards, our business directory, our book system to get you best-selling status, the Easyway best-selling list, our shopping system, which is kind of like an Amazon, our events calendar, our blog system, which is like a press release, a lot of the shows, our metaverse, our texting system, our CRM, all the streaming stuff that we do, the affiliate distribution situation that we do. I mean, there's so much that we have on the Wall of Fame that people just don't even know about. So every time we do these broadcasts, I got to start letting you guys know, because there's so much. There's more. How does the Transformers do it? More than meets the eye with the Wall of Fame. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dan.
I think what's cool is when we all got together, and some people might have had a situation where, you know, they couldn't get around much, like whoever, right? And they couldn't travel, or there was the distance was too far, and yet everybody got together and had a good time, and they met on the carpet. And they walked into the different booths and got to talk to everybody. And then they went into the pre-launch of the Easy Way Awards Golden Gala, the Wall of Fame. And they got to do all that stuff. And then afterwards, they got to go in the dance room and dance. And it's going, like, wow. And
what he's talking about, guys, is the metaverse. Okay, this is a digital
metaverse.
Dream World, which is a software that allows you to create an avatar that looks like you and basically represents you and becomes you from the computer. And so you can network with people. You can go check out all the different stuff that's in the digital world, the campus. There's multiple rooms. There's theater rooms. There's speaking rooms. There's podcast rooms. There's booths and vendor areas. And just there's screens all over the place and advertising options. And you can cruise around in a boat and look at the fireworks. And it's just a really
cool
thing that we do in collaboration with StreamWorld. And it is a really awesome experience. So if you haven't done that yet, you want to go to easywayawards.com. easywayawards.com and create your avatar, and then you can attend these events. And we do a lot of meet and greets. We're actually going to be doing a lot of fun meet and greets. It's going to be open all the way up until February 11th for our big Easy Way Awards Golden Gala screening. That's another thing I wanted to make sure that we announced. Okay, we got another 5 minutes. Guys, we have the big screening. So if you guys attended our awards last year, December 30th that we did, that was a test run. That was for people to get familiar with the software, for people to get familiar with moving their avatar around. It's like a video game. You got to kind of learn. There's a learning curve to it. But the actual awards, the actual production was never released. The actual screening done by Easy Way Productions and KTA Interactive and everybody else that's helped, the actual screening, the professional level special of all of the nominees that we have in the 30-something categories and our legends and the performances and like the full show is going to be screened on February 11th on Saturday. And so we're going to go hard. We're going to be promoting like crazy from February 1st until February 11th for you guys to create your avatars and join us. And support your fellow members, support your fellow nominees, support your honorees, and all our celebrity presenters. And it's just going to be a lot of fun.
I don't know if they understand about creating their avatar. You're a little person, but you can go into a room and you can kind of make that little avatar look like you. If you're tall and skinny, or you're a shorter, stockier person, or if you're if you have white hair or whatever, if you wear glasses all the time. Like Johnny V's got the hat, and you know, you kind of can make that avatar look like you a little bit. And now, Eric, right, they're getting into a more designer thing where the avatars can really look fancier. That's amazing.
So Dad, we got questions. Let me get into the Easy Way Family Interactive group. People are asking, you know, who's on the $10 bill. They are asking that. We also have Bruce Habitsel, who's actually, guys, pray for Bruce, please. Bruce Habitsel, Bruce H.
Bruce,
he's one of our advisory board members. He's one of our promoters, one of our affiliates, and he's listening right now from his hospital bed. And then we also got Barry, who's actually chatting right now with Karina from the show. So you know that the show actually works, and they're talking about putting each other on each other's shows. And, you know, basically, like, the magic is happening in the group right now. It's so active, Dad. You should go look at the Easy Way Family group. There's so many people, you know, going back and forth and networking and you know, it's just fun. I mean, you get to hang out with us every Monday. You get to listen to the podcast, get to network with people on the group, and you get to promote. You get to, you know, just be a part of the interactive experience. Now, the other thing, too, that I want to make sure I cover is anybody out there that has a podcast or any type of vehicle that they want to get out there that much more, that wants a boost to the distribution, a boost with their sponsorship, more listeners, more viewers, better guests, any of that stuff. Guys, we're rolling out a program, easywaypodcast.com, which is going to be that vehicle for you guys to boost all of that, to boost your promotions, your branding, get bigger and better guests, get more visibility on Google. It's going to be just a done-for-you total boosting program, kind of like a YouTube for podcasting. It's going to be amazing. And you can go create your account, and you can check that out, easywaypodcast.com. Not fully finished yet, but that is going to be releasing here pretty soon.
EasyWayPodcast.com. Wow.
EasyWayPodcast.com. But anything, again, guys, everything is on the Wall of Fame. I want to keep this simple. Like, I know we have like 20 sites and it can be a little confusing. But if you go to EasyWayWall.com and you click on menu, you'll see Easy Way Podcast. You'll see the book publishing. You'll see our pay-per-view. You'll see our affiliate media distribution, which, by the way, I need to give some shout-outs to the media distribution that we have too. Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Roku, Fan TV, WWTVN, Pure Essence TV, VTV, Spotify, and this is broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, Expansion TV, Trajectory TV, SOS TV. got the Easy Way magazine coming out, guys. You're going to love the Easy Way magazine and what we're getting ready to do. I mean, it's a magazine for the Easy Way family with celebrities and with top-level experts that are giving, like, advice that they would charge for. You know, we got Wealth Expo magazine we're working on, Stand Out Stars magazine, and calling all media. That's calling all media. If you have a podcast, if you have a magazine, if you have a blog, if you have a TV channel, if you have anything that puts people out there in any way, we want you. We want to put you under our distribution deal.
Yep.
We want you. EasyWay wants you. If you have any type of media, email us at easywaynetwork@gmail.com. Message us in our groups. Call us at 424-209-9290. And then shout out to our podcast. So we have a lot of podcasts on Easy Way TV, Tap Interviews, Easy Talk Live, On Air with Brandon Jay, Behind the Pen, From Zero to Wealth with Omar Perriou, Wealth Builders, The Sherrard Show, and so many others. Dr. Fitness USA, Rocky Podcast, it just goes on and on. So, and if you guys want to, you know, get your show to more people, to more bigger and better people, bigger, stronger guests, that's something you might want to take a look at and get involved with it. So in closing, Brad, we've got another minute or so. I'll go ahead and give you the microphone.
Yeah, and, you know, I also give you credit. You're streamlining this a lot. You're making it more user-friendly. The wall and the app, it's amazing. And the app that's coming out is going to be a super app. Looking forward to that.
All right, so, and then shout-out to Deborah Hollick, one of our gold members. She says, sending positive thoughts and prayers for Bruce that he receives all he needs. Thank you for hearing us, Deborah, and giving those nice prayers for Bruce. Guys, again, bow your head and pray for Bruce. He's trying to recover. He got in a bad car accident. He's in the hospital right now. And, you know, basically, shout-out to all you guys, man. The Easy Way family, we're going to keep creating more vehicles to put you guys out there. We got an Easy Way news calendar we're getting ready to put out, whole kind of like the Hollywood news calendar. We got a whole newsletter we're getting ready we're going to be redoing our newsletter. And just we're going to be putting so many opportunities into the Wall of Fame, into Easy Way Interactive for you guys to benefit, for you guys to flourish, for you guys to just get more, to make it easier on you guys.
Make it easier on you. And Eric, I'm anxious to see what kind of answers you had come in on who is the president on $10 bill. Give me the responses, and I'll tell you if we got a winner.
They're blowing us. They're asking, who is the president? Are we going to tell them who the president is? I mean, they're going to be upset
with us.
No,
we're not going to give the answer until somebody sends in the correct answer. Okay, what do you got, Eric?
Well, maybe you guys might want to tune into the pitch party.
Tell me the responses.
February 2nd. I'm right in the middle of telling them something, Dad, and you just like have to.
Okay,
just not
go ahead.
What I'm saying is important. You have to hear.
Okay.
1 second. So February 2nd, guys, is the new pitch party. All right, that's a brand new improved pitch party. We are still looking for speakers. EasyWayFamily.com is where you go to register. That is the biggest and best place. We all get together as one big, happy Easy Way family, and everybody gets a chance to promote themselves, and we just have a blast. And that gets put on TV, Easy Way TV. All right, Dad, well, we got to get out of here. Go ahead and let's go ahead and say bye, and go ahead and finish what you're saying.
Bye. So we don't – you want to give me the answers for the question?
Do you
want
to give
me
the
response?
Or not?
No, we don't want to give them the answer. I want to hear their – tell me what they've said. Do we have anybody that's responded?
I already told you. Yeah, Karina said Alexander Hamilton, and I don't know. I gotta go back up.
We had a Lincoln. I know we had a Lincoln, a George Washington. Sorry, guys, we have not got the correct answer yet, so we're gonna have to put it off till next week, and we're gonna build the awards up. So you get two picks. Now there's gonna be three picks on the wheel going into our third week. So
Batista said Alexander Hamilton, Karina said Alexander Hamilton, Benjamin Franklin on the $10 bill said Batista, Linnell said Alexander Hamilton. So we have four or five people that are saying Alexander Hamilton, but that's still not correct.
No, it's not correct. Sorry, my question is, who is the president?
Until somebody gets
it. Eric, you talk, blah, blah, blah. Okay, the question is, who is the president on a $10 bill? And we'll let it ride until next week. So until somebody gets us the right answer, sorry, no correct answer yet.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. Hopefully you enjoyed today's show. Make sure that you go to easywaywall.com, create your free account. And if you want to be a part of the beta program, EasyWayI. www.thenextstep.com, which is our new and improved social solutions network, which is, I think, the best platform we've ever done. So go check it out. You have to use the invite code, by the way, easy way, unless someone else invited you. If someone else invited you, you use their username, which is their invite code, and it's the most amazing tracking system. So we'll catch you guys next week. Same Easy Way time, same Easy Way channel. I'm Eric Zulli with James Zulli here on Easy Way Radio, Radio Boomers Live.
Thank
if you guys,
guys.
Are still on Easy Way Radio, make sure you email us, easywaynetwork@gmail.com. We're going to do a special 50% off moving up until February. So that means you have to make the decision today. So anybody that makes the decision today and wants to get their own podcast with us, email us at easywaynetwork@gmail.com. You'll get 50% off.
And if you think it's easy keeping up with Eric, I'll tell you what, I got to be fast. But anyway, thanks for tuning in, guys. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith. And for now, Eric, I guess it's a wrap, right? Radio Boomers Live.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zulli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com. That's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at easywaypodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.